If somebody is talking down at you and saying something really abusive towards you, and you feel that you're being treated in a way that you don't like, you have so many options available to you at a moment like that. One of them options is to get angry and to get into a confrontation and tell them off and to show them that they're not going to do that, and you'll probably end up with handcuffs on and being taken. There's another possibility that's like to understand the reality of the situation that you're in, that this has nothing to do with you. This isn't who I am. I am not a speeder. That isn't my role in life. I mean, I know who I am, and I'm very comfortable with that, and I'm very at peace with that. And I believe that I'm a good person and a decent person. And it's like that belief, that self-image of who I am as a person, I take into every confrontation or every interaction, rather, that I have with everybody. And if that's intact, then that person's behavior is just his obnoxiousness coming out. It doesn't have anything to do with me. It's his stuff. He owns it all. And so I don't buy into any of it. Instead of responding with, I, sir, you have no right to talk to me like that, I will respond with making it clear that this isn't my stuff. In other words, if you're talking, you know, real abusive at me, my response would be, wow, you're really having a tough day. You know, I was just maybe going over the speed limit. And, but you see, I don't expect that. When I get pulled over, when I'm in a position of authority, when I'm applying for my driver's license, or when I'm in a bank, or when I'm dealing with somebody at a government office or an IRS thing or a police officer or whatever, I don't go into it making it a contest. It's never a contest. See, I'm not in a contest in life. I'm not in competition with anyone. I'm absolutely at peace and comfortable with who I am as a human being. And I bring that to those encounters. And when you bring that to those encounters, you get people who mellow out real fast and who are really decent to you.